You're tuned into Morning Edition on KASU Jonesboro. Good morning, I'm Mark Smith. Joining me by phone this morning is U.S. Senator John Bozeman. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, Mark. Thanks so much for having me today.
Good to have you with us. It's kind of a slippery morning here in Northeast Arkansas, but we are, those of us who have to be at work have made it in, and we're glad to be here.
Well, I wish I was in the area sitting by a fire eating s'mores.
That would be nice. Well, let's kind of recap what's been going on since the new year began. Of course, Congress let the fiscal cliff deadline pass, but then came back and kind of retroactively reached a deal to move the deadline a bit. And now we have yet another fiscal crisis heading our way with the impending debate on the debt ceiling. Are we again going to bring the nation to the precipice of a government shutdown before some kind of deal is reached?
Well, I think that the debate over taxes, you know, is pretty much over in the sense that, the president campaigned on raising taxes on everyone $250,000 above, and then actually settled on $450,000. So I think that was a victory. But now the debate switches over to spending. And we all know, everyone, whether it's President Obama, myself, Democrats, Republicans, you can't continue. I used to say 40 cents of every dollar. I think we're up to 46 cents now of every dollar that we spend as borrowed money. And so that simply has to come to an end. So the vehicles that will be used will be the debt ceiling, the sequestration, you know, where we talk about making sure that the massive cuts to defense don't go forward, and then just the ongoing budget of the government that we'll be discussing. So all of those are areas where there's really going to be a lot of discussion, and I think a real move to try and limit spending much more than we're bringing in.
Now, one thing that we've been waiting on in all this debate is still waiting on a farm bill. We had,
yes,
I believe, an extension of the current one, but what's going to,
yes,
happen with that?
Well, what happened was it got extended through the current fiscal year. You know, the government doesn't run a calendar year. It runs into October. So that was done until then. That gives our farmers a little bit of certainty, at least for that time period, so that they can go to their bankers and things and get the loans that they need. And yet, we desperately need to give them a five-year window so that they can do some planning, know what the rules will be as they go forward. That will allow them to buy the equipment that they need in confidence, knowing what the rules will be. So we're working really hard to do that. Thad Cochran, our neighbor there in Mississippi, has become the ranking member on the Ag Committee. I think that he will represent Southern agriculture very well. In fact, he'll represent all of agriculture very well. And so we're going to work really hard the next few months to see if we can crank out a five-year bill, which is so important, not only for the people of Arkansas, but for the entire country.
Now, we talked a little bit about this approaching debate on the debt ceiling. In a press conference this week, President Obama talked about this issue, and he wanted to try to separate the debate on the debt ceiling from the debate about spending, saying that the debt ceiling debate is more about committing to meet the obligations we've already made. Do you see that there is a distinction there, or should it all be considered as one?
Well, it is meeting the obligations that we've made, but also an effort to not continuing to make obligations that we can't meet in the future. He used the example of going to a restaurant, ordering a meal and then not paying for it. I think the reality is the example would be going to a restaurant, having a meal, and then giving the bill to the 9-year-old kid that's sitting at the table. So these are real things. These are things that we simply have to do. And in the past, when we've had real Graham Rudman, some things that have done that have really controlled the budget, much of that is centered around using the debt ceiling so that the public can understand that we cannot continue to add to the deficit and the debt the way we are right now.
You mentioned defense cuts being on the agenda. Of course, I know the Arkansas delegation has been working to save the 188th Fighter Wing from fundamental changes to its mission that have been proposed. And I understand the base over in Fort Smith is going to be getting a visit this week by some top brass.
Yes, sir. We're really pleased that the chief of staff of the Air Force will be there, you know, the head Air Force general. And so he's going to come, and that's so important, you know, for him to understand what we have there, the cost efficiency, the facility, and then, you know, really make a well-informed decision as we go forward. Again, that not only being good for Arkansas, but also for the country. You know, we're in a climate now that we just talked about the significant fiscal problems we have. You have to, you know, you have to do things based on fiscal efficiency, and certainly maintaining a large presence there for the military is something that has been very, very cost efficient in the past.
Well, do you think this visit by the Brigadier General from the Air Force is going to make a difference in the decision on the mission there?
Yes, sir, I think it will. There's a number of things at stake. Keeping the fighter wing, you know, the chief of staff is looking at maybe replacing that with a drone squadron or whatever, which perhaps is a thing of the future. We'd very much like to keep our fighter squadron. But along with that, you have Camp Chaffee that's situated right there that has a number of different special forces groups. The SEALs are there all the time. The you name it, and special forces are training. And so you have the ability to have the air support come in and maneuver and practice with them, and then literally in a matter of 30 minutes, they can get together and debrief, and that type of thing just doesn't exist anyplace else in the country.
Tell me what you think of the nominee for Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel.
Well, you know, I'm really anxious. We'll have some additional information that comes out and things. He's a guy that the one thing that we need right now is the ability to build consensus, you know, as we go forward. The military, and nobody supports the military more than I do, and I think the people of Arkansas. But the reality is, in the fiscal times that we have, you know, we have to be very cost efficient and with our military, and so we all want to do that, and yet we need to spend the dollars that we need to protect us. That's something that I can't do as an individual. We can't do as a state. We depend on the federal government to do that. I think one of the real problems with former Senator Hagel is that he just is not a person that has really gotten along, and he's said some pretty outrageous statements at times on a variety of different issues. And so I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot of discussion. I don't know really how it's going to fall out. But because of that, I've got some real concerns with his nomination.
Well, I wanted to dive a bit into the debate on guns, which a lot of people are very concerned about. As much as the fiscal debate going on, people are concerned about that, of course. But we see a lot, especially in social media, about the gun debate. The president is set to announce, I believe, later today, some proposed changes to gun laws. And as I understand it, some of the things the president is proposing are things like restoring the ban on so-called assault weapons, limits on high-capacity magazines, and universal background checks. Do you see any of these as drastic or unreasonable measures?
Well, I don't support the ban on the assault weapons. There's several studies, in fact, a good study from the Centers of Disease Control that looked at what the results of the ban were the last go-round, and everybody's pretty much concluded that really didn't have a lot to do with anything. On the other hand, this is such a serious problem. I can't imagine, what these families are going through. We need to look at a number of different things, certainly the mental health aspect. We need to look at what literally hundreds and hundreds of hours of playing some of these pretty graphic video games does to a young person's mind. And then I have concerns about the medicines that these folks were taking. So there's a lot of different components, you know, into this thing, but I think just a knee-jerk reaction, to me, guns are the tool, but they're really not the problem.
What do you think needs to be done in the mental health area?
Well, mental health is so lacking in Arkansas and throughout the country. Many of the people that are homeless on the streets are actually mentally impaired. I've been to county jails where people were in padded cells on suicide watch because there was no room in the state hospital for them to be evaluated. You know, that's not appropriate treatment, you know, for anybody. So we've got a lot of work to do in that area, and again, it's to a large extent, it's a fiscal thing. To a large extent, it's just the country really concentrating on a real problem.
Well, there is a lot of fear among a lot of people about proposed changes in the gun laws. Is anyone in the government seriously discussing confiscation of personal firearms?
Well, yes, in the sense, you know, that you have, you know, you always have extremes on both sides, and you know, there are people that would like to get rid of all weapons. The good news is that that's not going to happen. You know, there's enough strength among representatives and senators on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, that simply are going to protect our Second Amendment rights. The Supreme Court, you know, actually ruled that we have an individual right, for firearms. So that's not going to happen. But yeah, there's people that would very definitely like to get that done.
Why though is there so much fear that this is what's coming?
Well, I think that, you know, you have a president that, you know, in the past seems to feel like he can do a lot of things with executive action that, you know, I don't think, and I think a lot of the public don't think, that he really has the authority to do. Now, you can sue him, you know, and get those things reversed, but that takes a long time. Or you could, you know, the checking should be the Congress, and yet, you know, we simply don't have the votes there, to reverse him. So there's just a lot of, there's a lot of angst on the public that the president is going to unilaterally do some of these things. And again, we're going to work really very hard to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, a lot of people, of course, are concerned about what the president might try to do by executive order. But from what I've read, the steps that the president is thinking about taking or could take include stricter action against people who lie on background checks, tougher penalties on gun trafficking, and giving schools flexibility on using grant money for safety measures. What is controversial here, or what are the problems with these issues?
Well, we'll have to wait and see what he says, but those kind of things, you know, really what you're talking about there is not creating new law. You're enforcing the present laws that we have, and I wholeheartedly approve of that. You know, we have laws in place now. They need to be enforced, and I don't have any problems at all with stricter penalties and I don't think, you know, most of the people in Arkansas, most of the people in the country, you know, if you're committing a crime with a gun, then that is a huge deal. And, you know, we need to, enforce, or if you're lying, you know, not doing the appropriate thing, then we need to enforce those laws. And certainly, I'm all for that.
You know, here in Jonesboro, after the tragic school shooting that we had back in 98, the West Side school shooting, we established a school resource officer program.
Right.
And I'm curious as to why that hasn't spread more around the nation than it has. And,
you know, I think that's really a good question, and I know I was on the school board in Rogers, you know, for 7 years, and we had resource officers, you know, in the schools there. So I think this is something that we very definitely need to look at. I think it's, you know, common sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's one of the things that we should be looking at and responding to and you know, doing more of.
It seems like just such a common sense approach, and also promotes a healthy relationship between the students and the police.
No, you're exactly right. And not only, you know, these things, you know, as Jonesboro showed, you know, can happen in any community, but the having the resource officer there to protect the children is wonderful. But also, as you point out, just that healthy relationship between law enforcement, respect for authority, you know, for those individuals in that situation, I think is a very, very good thing.
Well, we got a little over a minute left. I wanted to talk. I know the nation's capital is gearing up toward the time for the inauguration for President Obama's second term. Inauguration time always is a big time in the D.C. area, and a lot of preparations going on for that. And I understand there's some people from Arkansas that are due to attend the inauguration.
No, we're really excited about a bunch of people being here from Arkansas. There'll be several thousand. Each office is elected. I'm sorry, not elected, but allotted so many tickets to hand out. And so we've been, doing that and trying to accommodate everybody that we could working together. So, yeah, it's going to be a nice time. And, we celebrate what we have in America, a very peaceful, not transfer of power in this case, but, mm-hmm. Just going forward as a democracy. And that's certainly such a great example for others, throughout the world. And that's, that's why we're the nation that we are.
Well, of course, we've talked about some of the challenges that we're facing right now and immediate challenges. What are some of the particular challenges that you plan on working on, just in about 30 seconds here, that you plan on working on this session?
Well, I think you mentioned a bunch of them. Again, the reality will be the fiscal problems that we have, the farm bill as we go forward. I'm on the Public Works Committee, so again, infrastructure problems that we have in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. We've got a problem now, the Mississippi River, being very, very low.
Yes.
And, just lots of things like that are, they're not like the fiscal cliff, but they sure important, for lots of people. And so we're going to do all that we can to be helpful in those areas.
All right. Senator John Bozeman, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Senator John Bozeman joining us from his office in Washington.